7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode. And as always, I'm here with Tim, and Tom is still not here.
Mud rub Tom, out rubbing mud all over people.
So we're going to do something a little bit different today, kind of give you guys a little bit different aspect of fantasy football. We're going to do this segment called Would You Rather, and it's going to be the quarterback edition. And Tim, kind of give everybody a breakdown.
So basically what we're going to do is, you know, Josh and I don't like to take quarterbacks too early. So what we've done, we have just selected a round of average draft position for players. So quarterbacks, we like to go a little bit later, kind of average, you know, place to draft a decent quarterback, not the best, not the worst, is the eighth round. So, you know, you got a lot of guys going right before that. A lot of guys going obviously right after. But right in the eighth round, you got three guys going who are very, very talented individuals, very, you know, highly ranked, I would say, for a quarterback. They're going to be a starter in almost every league. And we're going to look at them. Do we want them? Would it be better to draft someone a little bit higher, a little bit later? How do we want to do it?
So we are going to go with none other than the three quarterbacks that you just mentioned, and they are going to be Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, and who's the last one?
Jameis Winston. So right now, ADP, this is all ADP at fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Want to give credit where credit is due there. Dak Prescott's being drafted at 8-2, Kirk Cousins being drafted at 8-5, and Jameis Winston being drafted at 8-11.
And it's pretty interesting because you look at some of these guys. Jameis Winston last year finished the season 16th overall. We have Dak Prescott, who finished the season at 6th overall. And then we have Kirk Cousins, who finished the season 5th overall. So some good finishes for these guys.
Two guys in the top six. Jameis Winston obviously showing progress. But a lot of people believe he could potentially be a top 10 quarterback this year with the addition of A.J. Howard. So three guys that are going to be very difficult to, you know, decipher who you would take. Do we agree with ADP? What do we think?
So I'm looking at Dak Prescott here. Yep. And Dak, again, like I said, finished sixth overall in the year. And he's got weapons. He's got Dez Bryant. He's got still Jason Witten. He's got Cole Beasley. He's got Terrence Williams. He's got the rookie that they added via the draft.
Yep.
A lot of guys that can do a lot of things. But the biggest thing is if Ezekiel Elliott is going to get more touches out of the backfield. And if he can get more catches out of the backfield rather than just the rushes and the carries, then I think we're going to see Dak Prescott kind of go up draft boards more and more as the fantasy drafts come up.
Could be. You know, when we talked about talking about the Cowboys before, you know, I was kind of shocked to see how high Dak finished last year. I've not been necessarily high on him, but hey, the numbers don't lie. Is there going to be some sort of a sophomore slump for him or Ezekiel Elliott? Listen, Ezekiel Elliott has a lot of miles on those tires, right? I mean, he was ran hard at Ohio State. He was ran hard last year, obviously, with fantastic production. Are the Cowboys going to be able to continue and grow with what they built last year? And is Dak Prescott the guy to come in and not only manage games, but be very, very successful? He is the highest-ranked quarterback in the eighth round in ADP right now. Josh, I'm not sure that I would want Dak Prescott for my team. Is he someone that you would want?
I'm okay with Dak Prescott, but to be honest, I just think that rushing attack is just too great, and I still think that they're going to be handing the ball off a lot to Ezekiel Elliott. So me personally, I'm probably steering away from Dak Prescott, and I'm going to be leaning a little bit more towards Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston, but it's kind of tough because we're going to talk about Kirk Cousins here. And he's had a lot of his wide receivers and a lot of his weapons leave via free agency.
A lot of the guys that he's familiar with have left. They have brought in people who should fill those roles nicely, as I talked about again before. That was last week sometime. Kirk Cousins, I think, is the most surefire pick. You know, if I had to pick one of the three at, you know, in even if it was 8-1 and I needed a quarterback and I wanted to go, I feel like Kirk Cousins is the guy that I would go with. He's the guy there, right? I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to go out there. And regardless of what the Redskins think about him, he has the ability to push 450 yards in multiple games per year. He has the ability to throw for 3 touchdowns in multiple games a year. He's the most consistent and the biggest weapon on his team, in my opinion. Where Dak, you know, he could fall on the running game a little bit. Jameis is the most inconsistent, I think, of the three. So when it comes to consistency in the quarterback position, I would take Kirk Cousins myself.
I am going to lean towards the quarterback that finished the worst out of the three.
Shocking.
That is Jameis Winston. And no, it's not because I'm a Tampa Bay Bucs fan, but I'm going to set that aside. You got to look at all the weapons that they have added for Jameis Winston. And again, I've said this a couple episodes ago before as well. When Jameis Winston is at his best is when he has multiple weapons to distribute the ball to. When you're going to have multiple running backs that can catch the ball in the backfield, Jacquizz Rodgers, Charles Sims, Jeremy McNichols, when Doug Martin comes back from a suspension where he can actually run the ball as well, and then his receiving options, you have Mike Evans, now the new DeSean Jackson there, Chris Godwin, who I think is a very underrated draft pick, O.J. Howard, and you still have Make America Great Again. You still have him there. So you have a lot of weapons for Jameis Winston in that offense, and that defense only got better in the offseason.
They did, and the part that I think Jameis isn't given enough credit for is the usage of his legs. I mean, Kirk and Dak are definitely not unmobile quarterbacks. They can move around a little bit as well, but when it comes to red zone, I anticipate Jameis Winston getting 3-4 touchdowns rushing because of the way he's able to scramble out of the pocket, find a hole.
So, like you said, the ADP for each guy, Dak Prescott is at the 8-2, which is, the highest ranked guy that's getting drafted out of all three. You're picking Kirk Cousins. I'm picking Jameis Winston. Make your 100% case why you're going to be taking Kirk Cousins over the other two.
Because Kirk Cousins this year is going to be a 5,000-yard passer.
Wow.
In my opinion. He's pissed. He's been pissed for a while, yelling at the camera, fired up. He's a highly motivated guy. He has not gotten the credit where credit is due. In my opinion, he was already, fifth or sixth last year, like you already said. He's going to continue to be. He is a quarterback of the future. He's going to go out there and prove, hey, the Washington Redskins need to pay me my money. I am going to go out there and I'm gonna dominate.
All right.
Well, I feel like it's a no-brainer, honestly.
I'm going with Jameis Winston again. I think a good case could be made for Dak Prescott. But at the same time, I think Jameis Winston, again, like I said, just has too many weapons. Let me ask you this question now. One quarterback drafted above all three of those guys is one Ben Roethlisberger. One quarterback drafted after all those guys is Marcus Mariota. Would you want to move up one round and take a Ben Roethlisberger in the seventh round rather than taking one of those quarterbacks in the eighth?
So talking about guys just before, let's start there. You have at 7-11 Big Ben, and then you have at 7-8 Russell Wilson. That's shocking to me. I don't feel like Russell Wilson should be going that high. I would actually take Prescott, Cousins, and Winston all before Russell Wilson because of the Seahawks' inability to make additions to that offensive line and just where Russell Wilson was last year. I don't like the Seahawks offense this year. Big Ben, I agree with. I feel like he should be taken with the Martavis Bryant coming back and with everything that the Steelers are able to do. I love some Big Ben, so I would, at 7-11, if I'm there, yeah, I would probably jump up and I would take Big Ben.
So now let me ask you this question. Kirk Cousins is your guy. Mm-hmm. He's available in the eighth round. You're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this. End of the sixth round, mm-hmm. All right?
Yep.
And if you think he's not going to make it to you in the eighth, which would be early eighth,
yep,
would you take him in the sixth?
I'm not big on taking a quarterback that high, personally.
Or it would be late eighth, I'm sorry.
Late eighth, right. So you're talking snake style, so I take him at the end of the sixth or the end of the eighth. No, I would wait till the eighth, strictly because, listen, if I have to take a Jameis Winston who falls to me at that spot, I'd be okay with it. Or even, we'll get to the guys who are later. I'd be okay with those guys as well. I'm not fond of, the quarterback position, everyone's pretty close, right? I mean, you're going to have to do your research, find guys that you like and you don't like. I would much rather than reach for someone like Kirk Cousins in the sixth where I could potentially get, my second running back or my third running back even, because running backs come at a premium in most fantasy football leagues, or even my third wide receiver. I feel like that's, you should be taking the positions that are much more light at that spot than a quarterback, where, you know, you can find people even, you know, up into the 11th, 12th round.
Gotcha. All right, so let's go. All right, Kirk Cousins is taking round 7th. All right, he's gone in the 7th round. So now 8th round comes. Do you take Dak Prescott? Do you take Jameis Winston?
Yeah, that is a tough one for me, Josh. It really is.
Or do you wait another round and do you take a quarterback such as a Marcus Mariota or Philip Rivers in the 9th?
I guess it's all going to depend on where I am. You know, if I'm early in the 8th, I probably am going to have to pull the trigger on a Dak or Jameis, because I feel like the value I'm going to get in the early 8th compared to the value that I'm going to get in the late 9 is going to be dramatic. With that being said, that's tough for me. I don't like overdrafting quarterbacks. I really, really don't. But I would probably have to say that I'd wait. I'd probably have to say, you know what, I'm going to hope that someone like a Philip Rivers or something is still there at the end of a 9.
Yeah, because after that, you're running into a Matthew Stafford, a Eli Manning, a Carson Wentz, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor. That's kind of like getting towards the end a little bit there.
So let's talk about that. So just outside of the 8th round, you know, 9-7, you have Marcus Mariota. 9-11, you have Pip Rivers. 10, you have Stafford. 10-6, and 10-10, you have Eli. In my opinion, taking one of those four guys and waiting, it's worth it.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose. You might lose a little bit. And if one of these guys has, you know, if Kirk Cousins, that's the thing. You're talking about Kirk Cousins, who was the 5th-ranked quarterback, who has shown the ability to continuously be a top 10 quarterback. You have where, you know, guys like Philip Rivers and Matthew Stafford and Eli Manning have all shown that, you know, with their age and with their offensive lines, they could fall off the face of the earth, you know, at times. But if they're at their best, then you lose nothing. I'm willing to take that risk. I'm willing to say, hey, you know what? Give me a quarterback late if I have to go flyer wire. I mean, if that's the case, though, keep in mind, if you're going to take a quarterback that late at 9 or 10, you're going to have to take a quarterback again at 14 or 15. That's just me. I want someone that I need to protect myself and protect my quarterback, because As much as I love the name Matthew Stafford, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, I do not trust them to go out there and put out huge games every week.
Yeah, I don't think I would really rush. Again, I like to take quarterback late as well. And the Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, and Jameis Winston options, if they were there in the 8th, I'd be extremely happy. But if I decided to wait on quarterback even one more round, and if it was like the late 9th or even early 9th, and all three of those guys are gone, I'm totally cool with a Philip Rivers or a Matthew Stafford still.
Josh, how many positions do you like to draft? Do you like to make sure that, you know, you have, is it just 2 running backs and 3 wide receivers and or a tight end? I mean, that puts you at, say you did tight end and your and 3 wide receivers or 2 wide receivers flex, however your league is set up. Do you like to have 8 position roles filled outside of quarterback? Do you like to have 9? What's your ideal landscape for drafting a quarterback?
I want to make sure I have at least 3 running backs, 2 starters, 1 guy that is a starter that can plug and play in case if somebody gets hurt. And I want to make sure I have at least 4 wide receivers, of course. Tight end, I'm not really too worried about. I mean, you can look at all the tight ends last year. Example, Kyle Rudolph being the number 2 overall tight end. So tight ends could be far and few between. You have Gronk, who is the premier tight end, but you could have the 1 year, who was it, Joseph Fiora for the Lions. He had, 7 touchdowns in 1 year?
Yep.
You could have him where you could pick him up off the waivers and still feel okay with it. Obviously, the plan is to have the best team possible, but if you go ahead and wait on a position such as tight end or quarterback, I think you can make it up, but it's tough. Because if you've listened to our last episode, we talked about, or no, it wasn't our last episode, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about Drew Brees and how impactful he could be.
Yep.
And if you wait, and, you know, Drew Brees is ADP right now 4th round. If you wait and get a Dak Prescott, that could be a difference of 50 to 75 points on the year.
So, Josh, I mean, I'm going to have you kind of contradict yourself here a little bit. Obviously, Jameis Winston was your guy. out of the three we picked in the eighth round. But at 8-11 is Jameis. At 9-7 is Marcus Mariota. Obviously, Mariota coming off of that injury, but you like to take quarterbacks late. I mean, you essentially said that very, very earliest, best-case scenario is you're drafting a quarterback in the eighth round.
Correct.
Worst case is a 9. Do you feel more comfortable then if you have, you know, Jameis early, or if you're drafting at 8-1, right? That then puts you at 9-12.
Yep.
If you in the standard snake drafts, do you go and you take Jameson or Jameis at 8-1, or do you wait and say, hey, I hope he's still there at, you know, 9-12. If not, you know, I'll potentially go for a Marcus Mariota if he's still there.
Yeah, I'm comfortable passing on him if need be. And to be honest, it wouldn't even be crazy to say I take a Blake Bortles later on in the draft as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's possible. Imagine what. So you look at Blake Bortles, right? I think he's getting totally undervalued. His ADP is in the 13th round, okay? This is a guy that's getting a running back. He's going to take a lot of carries, and he's going to take a lot of the – there's going to be a lot of guys eight in the box to stop one Leonard Fournette. You know where Blake Bortles finished last year in fantasy?
Where is that?
9th overall. It's because he had to air the ball out a lot, but he still put up a lot of points, even though he had a shit ton of interceptions. But still, he threw a lot of touchdowns still, or actually more yards than anything. But Allen Robinson is not going to have another super down year like that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
So it's going a little bit off of script here, but you know what? We do that here at Pony Keg Sports, so be it. Say you're waiting even later to the 13th round.
Yeah.
You're mid-13th.
Well, I'm not waiting to the 13th to take a quarterback. But
let's say you do. You know, for whatever reason, guys have popped up, wide receivers, playmakers, guys that you could just not get away from, and you've been able to just fill this draft with your draft with players that you love. You're now in the mid-13th round. You need a quarterback. ADP has Blake Bortles at 13-8 and has Ryan Tannehill at 14-5. Who are you taking in the mid-13th?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. It's really weird because Tannehill, he played a lot of the season, missed the last three games, finished 27th overall, but he had games where he scored 7 points, 3 points, you know, under 10, 7. I would probably go with Blake Bortles still.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. We're on a totally different pages on that one. Ryan Tannehill is the definition of that. Who Rodney Dangerfield was talking about when he said gets no respect.
Yeah.
Because he's been, you know, never lived up to his potential. But with that being said, if I get him in the 14th round, even if he's my starting quarterback, I mean, I better have a damn stacked team.
Yeah, your team
outside
better
be... of quarterback. But I mean, that's a steal in my opinion. 13th round for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, cool. your team better be stacked.
But with the weapons that he has there. I truly believe that Ryan Tannehill is going to be a top 10 quarterback this year.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys for this episode. Again, this is Would You Rather for the quarterback edition. And we kind of went off. We started with 3, and then we went above, and then we went down. So
we do what we want. Listen, Tom's not here. Yeah. Tom normally keeps us on track. He's out rubbing down busboys in Costa Rica. So good for him.
All right, that's all we have for you guys. Please follow us on Twitter at PonyCakeSports, at PonyCakeTim, at PonyCakeTom. Email us, PonyCakeSports@gmail.com. Check us out on our website, PonyCakeSports.com. Check out our buddies at CleatGeeks.com. Hit them up at Twitter or on Twitter at CleatGeeks. Let them know that we are the ones that sent you. That's all we have for you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.